You're listening to Rowan Radio On Demand. Download more podcasts at rowanradio.com.
The following program does not represent the views or opinions of the staff or administration of Rowan University or Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM.
Hey, wake up!
Wake up! Wake up!
Wake up!
Another day, another dollar!
Am I out of my mind? Am I losing my senses?
Here's what you might have missed this week on the Early Bird Special.
Start doing something stupid and senseless right now!
The chit-chat's even more fun than the music sometimes.
You guys are great.
On Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM.
You're tuned into the Early Bird Special here on Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS-FM, and we're the Millers. Welcome back, everyone, to the Early Bird Special this Tuesday morning. Joining you is myself, Jack Miller, and across from me is Brett Miller, not related but brothers at heart, you know. But we've been doing Family Feud, but we always continue our Tuesday schedule, so
That's right. It's Tuesday.
That time, gotta check the watch.
Tuesday tradition, baby.
7:47.
That's right, on a dot.
Ick of the week.
Yep.
Ick of the week. So, if you don't know what Ick of the week is, pretty much we discuss Brett's frustration of the week.
Of the world.
That's pretty much what an ick is.
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
I could have an entire show on things that annoy me.
Should we have that ick of the week, ick of the show, like
next week?
Yeah, next week, just entirely icks.
Yeah, why not?
We'll think about it.
We'll stew on it. But this week, I went for a more pessimistic route, as I always do.
As you always do.
So, the way my bedroom is set up,
okay,
my bed is here.
Your bed is high?
No, my bed is like here. It's in the middle of the room.
Okay.
And I lay down, and I'm looking ahead at my TV. And right next to my TV, on the left side of my TV, is a fan. I need to have that white noise when I sleep. It cannot be quiet. I turn the fan on.
Okay.
The most annoying thing in the world is when I have to get up early on mornings like this, and the fan is just blaring cold air in my face, and I have to like reach around the back and turn it off because the switch is on the dial's on the back, and there's two things that could happen: either the fan shuts off or the fan. I guess blows not as powerful. It's not as powerful.
Okay.
And I never turn it off. I just turn it on to a different setting. So it's just blaring cold air constantly until I figure out to turn. And I've had this fan for years, and this happens every morning.
Every morning?
I'm like back there like trying to freaking turn the thing, and I'm freezing. Yeah, I got carried away there.
You'd not like your fan in the morning, but you love it at night.
I love it at night.
But you have to be annoyed at it every morning.
That's right. I'm willing to be annoyed at it in the morning.
I'll tell you this about how I sleep. So, shout out my mom. She got me this semester where I should have gotten it past two school years I should have had it.
What's
up? I got blackout curtains.
Yes, I have those as well.
Dangerous
game, though.
It is pretty dangerous, but it's killer this year. We had a lot better sleep, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But the light didn't really bother me sophomore year, last year. But this year, it did bother me fall semester and kind of in the spring. It really bothered me when it snowed. And because the light is reflecting right off the white snow into my room.
Blinding.
I got blackout curtains, and I love them, right? But sometimes there's a part where my bed actually, like, holds the blackout curtain against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But because my bed's kind of high, I have to jump on my bed, so it kind of shifts the bed a little bit. But that cracks open the blackout curtain a little bit, and that's a shot right into my eye. If I'm laying on my back, but usually I don't. I usually sleep on my stomach. Are you a stomach sleeper or no?
Back. Yeah.
I'm a stomach / side.
Side.
Yeah. I'm a stomach and side.
Really? I don't think I've...
Sometimes I wake up on my back, but like I go to sleep on my stomach.
Yeah, I'm on my back.
You're tuned into the Early Bird Special here on Rowan Radio 89.7 WGLS-FM,
and we're the Millers.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Early Bird Special this Tuesday morning. Joining you is myself, Jack, and alongside me is Brett Miller. Brett, it's that time of the week, 8:20.
Roll it.
We can't.
Oh.
It, may it rest in peace. We had
that was a fun 3 weeks.
That was a fun. I don't even know if it was 3 weeks. I think it was like 2 weeks, maybe.
2 weeks.
But unfortunately, we don't have the Florida Man theme song. I might have to resurrect it. I'll probably have to put it back in the system. But I don't know what happened to it. It's just it's long gone. Anyways, we will still be doing Florida Man with the theme song in spirit. May it rest in peace.
May it rest in peace.
So, but we always have a good Florida Man story for everybody. Right. Florida Man of the Week. It's actually Florida Woman of the Week.
Let's go.
Florida woman tries to bring 4-foot emotional support snake on plane. The snake was discovered by a TSA officer, and it wasn't allowed to board the plane.
Well, good for them. They found
it was like in the X-ray. Like she put it in her suitcase, and they found it in like the scanning. Here's the scanning of it, Brett. I know the people at home can't see it, but
wow, I can't believe they caught that.
They actually took a picture of it too, which is kind of hilarious.
Yeah,
but
that's
So security screeners spotted a scaly surprise while scanning a suitcase. 4-foot-long boa constrictor making its way through the X-ray machine at Tampa International Airport. I actually go there all the time to see my grandparents. Transportation Security Administration said security officers found the snake curled up inside a carry-on bag. The passengers told the officers that it was her emotional support pet. And the agency checked with her airline, who confirmed the snake would not be allowed on the plane.
Where does one even find a 4-foot boa to acquire as a pet?
Your local PetSmart.
Are you trolling me?
No, like seriously, I think like PetSmart sells snakes as like a thing to buy as a pet. But snakes are crazy. I don't know about a boa, but I mean boas are. I think boa is probably
they're,
one of the.
They're like massive.
Yeah, but 4 foot, by the way.
Yeah. Not,
but it's scary. I mean, I could not imagine just a snake slithering on the plane that I'm on because it just got loose
out
of its carry out.
Can you imagine? It's like around your feet.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's
I found it in the bathroom.
Constrictor. It said.
That's what it said. Boa constrictor.
Are they the ones that like?
I think like they do like wrap around.
That's
and, like,
what I'm saying.
Like tighten up. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Indiana Jones's worst nightmare.
Yeah,
I'll say.
Exactly.
You're tuned into the Early Bird Special here on Rowan Radio 89.7 WGLS FM, and we're the Millers. Welcome back, everyone, to the Early Bird Special this Tuesday morning. It's our final segment here for the Early Bird Special. We are on the air till 7 to 9 a.m., but it is Family Feud Fast Money time. We are finishing off the trifecta game shows. We did Jeopardy, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, and now we're finishing off with Family Feud, which... You did okay. I did pretty atrocious.
I got like 2 right.
I mean, it's better than me. It's 2 times better than what I got.
True.
But we're going to do Fast Money and see how we do.
Do you want your redemption arc first?
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. How do you want to go?
Let's give you your redemption arc.
All right, so we're doing Fast Money. If you don't know how it works, 5 questions. I got to answer the first thing that comes to my head and see if it's the number one answer.
Alrighty.
All right, let's go, Brett.
Name something that you would buy after getting engaged.
Flowers.
Dress, ring, champagne, /drinks, dinner.
I was thinking, like, if I'm already engaged, though, I'm already happy.
Yeah, that
ring,
was worded wrong. Not my fault. The website's fault. Nothing wrong. I can do no wrong. Name something that might be full of holes.
Swiss cheese.
The top answer.
Yeah!
We needed that one, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go. That was clutch.
Other than letters, name something people get in the mail.
Packages.
14. That was the 1-4th highest.
Let's go. What was number one?
Junk? Junk mail /ads.
Wow.
That's Bush League.
That's fraudulent right
there. That is Bush League.
All right, 2 more.
All right, name something a naughty kid does to Santa.
Places a trap. I don't know if that's vague or not, but...
No.
Really? I mean, I feel like...
Pulls his beard, hit kick /bite.
Wow.
Pee on his lap.
Jeez.
Yeah, this is... Wow.
Jeez, okay.
All right, last one. Name a country with a large population.
Name a country with a large population. America.
United States was number 3. China and India, 2 and 1.
Yeah, yeah. But we're going to go with your Fast Money, Brett, for Family Feud.
I am ready.
So we're going to go 1-5. I'm just going to give you the questions, and then afterwards we'll review. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, first question for your Fast Money. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game.
car insurance.
Tell me. Oops. Hold on. This website is fraudulent. Hold on. We got to scroll down. Hold on. All right. Tell me a word that rhymes with election.
Oh my God. I don't have one.
All right. I'll pass. We'll go back to it.
Selection.
There it is. When you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope not to see in the toilet bowl?
Red.
If your dog runs away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him.
His leash.
What's something you keep in your car just in case?
Tissues.
You actually did pretty good, I'm not going to lie. We're going to start with the first one. Name something you might see a commercial for. You said car. Did you also say truck as well?
I said car insurance.
Car insurance. Well, car was the number one answer. I'll give it to you. 28 points for you, Brent. What word rhymes with election?
Selection.
You said selection. Number one again. 32. Next one we have, when you enter a bathroom, what color do you not want to see in the toilet bowl? I agree with you, Brett. With red, it's number three. I don't know why, but brown was number one.
Dude, what?
But I think that's a good color to see, in my opinion.
Whatever.
I don't know. Right. You said if your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took. What did you say?
Leash.
Leash. Leash is not. Or nope. Number two. Sorry. Number two.
That's a big one.
17 points for you. And then something that you keep in your car just in case. You said tissues. I agree. It's not on there, unfortunately.
That's unbelievable. What are the answers?
Money is number one. Food. First aid kit, spare tire.
First aid kit.
I don't know why they have this at five, but map, jumper cables, spare clothes / shoes, gas can, and flare.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a.
You did really well though.
Have a flare in my car.
You did really well though. You did better than me. So
let's go.
Good for you, Brent.
Thank
That's
you,
a
bro.
Great way to end
I
off the
to.
Trifecta
bounce
of
back.
Game shows.
I
that was a bounce back for both of us, honestly.
Back. Yeah, big time.
But we did really good with the Family Feud
fun.
At the end.
Yeah, Fast Money was fun.
Fast Money was fun, as always. But that's going to do it for the Early Bird Special today for Jack and Brett Miller. We'll be back next week from 6 to 9 a.m. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great rest of your morning.
Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS FM. Welcome to the Early Bird Special. I'm Sydney, and today we are talking about the most popular snacks across the country. So an article came out, and it showed each snack for each state. And it looks like the winner and the consensus is that Rice Krispie Treats are the most popular in the country. But an interesting thing is that New Jersey is the only state with Cheerios as their most popular snack.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's unexpected. Different. What do you think about that?
Well, I feel like Cheerios are one of the most boring cereals out there. Personally, it's like having plain yogurt instead of strawberry or peach. You know, I feel like you have to spice it up with something. You can't just eat cereal.
That makes sense. I mean, the only thing is that there's like different flavors of Cheerios as well. Like, did it specify like what's the most popular Cheerios?
It really just said Cheerios across the board, like just general.
That's interesting. Because like I know that Honey Nut Cheerios are really popular. And then I really like chocolate Cheerios. Chocolate Cheerios are so good. So maybe it'd be like different if it's like, I don't know, a specific flavor of Cheerios. So it's not like the kind of usual boring type.
Yeah. Chocolate Cheerios. That changes everything.
They're really good.
That changes everything.
They're so delicious.
Well, I'm curious, why are we the only state out there with Cheerios? What do you think?
I don't know. Like, I never hear people talk about Cheerios, and we're in New Jersey, so I don't know where they got that information from.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, I feel like it would, I don't know. I don't think it would be Rice Krispie Treats. The other one that they showed that was popular was like Doritos. I feel like Doritos is a little bit more popular than Cheerios.
Yeah, Doritos is way more popular.
Yeah, well, we need to check the statistics here, but but Cheerios is our state most popular snack. So let us know what you think. Do you think that Cheerios are the best snack, or do you need to spice them up with something else? You know, some fruit or milk or something there. Roman Radio 89.7 WGLS FM. I'm Sydney here with my co-host Leah, and today we're talking about Philly's opening day. It's set for tomorrow, you know, fingers crossed with no rain, but there is some outrage over the new uniform ideas. To start, the red jersey was retired, very controversial, and it made way for the new City Connect uniforms, which were actually leaked on the internet a while back. And these City Connect uniforms, they look very interesting.
So you're a Phillies fan.
I am.
So what do you think about the new uniforms?
Honestly, I couldn't think of anything less Philly than that. I mean, yellow, that's just insulting.
So the colors are what? Yellow and blue.
Yellow and blue.
That's very different from like red and white.
Absolutely. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, but if they're based on the Philly flag, I mean, I don't know, but I don't know who like looks at the Philadelphia flag. Like, I didn't know Philly had a flag until you said so.
No, neither did I. Because who spends their time looking at random state flags and then making their uniform based off of it?
Yeah, I didn't even know that cities had flags.
Yeah.
Like, I know that you have obviously the American flag and then state flag, but like cities?
I don't know. You know, Philadelphia is supposed to be like the birthplace of the country and everything like that. And so we were always basically red, white, and blue. So I don't know how far we strayed where
it's
we're
yellow.
Now looking at like a bright blue, electric blue, and yellow uniform. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
the flag.
It's definitely, it doesn't look complimentary to like the traditional Phillies uniforms.
No.
I think the red uniform, like the jersey is really cool though.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad that they're
gone.
Getting rid of that. But
yeah. I mean, and then that's not even talking about the fact that people are saying they look really cheap and the players are saying they're see-through and everything else. So it's a mess.
Hopefully it'll look good. Maybe you will change your mind and you're going to say, you know what? These uniforms are so beautiful. Let's ditch red and white.
You know what? Let's hope. I'm going to have an open mind to seeing them for the first time. But from what I've seen so far, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Okay.
Roman Radio 89.7 WGLS FM. I'm Sydney here with my co-host Leah. And today we're hosting our favorite segment, Today in the Animal World. So we're celebrating all things manatees in honor of National Manatee Day today. These animals are native to Florida. It's actually the manatee capital of the world. But one fact that we found really interesting is that manatees are actually really slow swimmers. They swim slower than a Roomba at a rate of 3 to 5 miles an hour. I don't know. I would love to see a race between a Roomba and a manatee.
So would I. I would put my money on the Roomba because if you're swimming at 3 miles per hour, that manatee is doomed. The Roomba's going to win.
Yeah. You're going to be there all day watching this race.
It would be a very, very long race. Even 100 meters would be like so slow.
Yeah. It's going to be like a modern day like tortoise and the hare type of situation, except they're both the tortoise in this situation.
The manatee and the Roomba.
The manatee and the Roomba. A brand new children's story. You heard it here first. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know much about manatees, but just from that one fact, they seem like a really fun, relaxed kind of animal that just likes to float around. What do you think?
Yeah, they have like a chill kind of vibe. They're just there hanging out.
I like that. I could tell they're Florida and not North East Coast. They have more of that demeanor, that calm, quiet demeanor.
You can't put like a manatee in the middle of like the city because it just wouldn't, the vibe would not, they wouldn't match up, you know what I mean?
No, would not work. Yeah. Something else that I saw about manatees that was interesting is that they spend most of their time when they're awake eating. And they eat 5 to 10% of their body weight every single day.
Wow.
Which, that's pretty cool.
That's a lot of food.
They move super slowly and then they just eat all day. Like, that's amazing.
What do you like they eat?
I don't know. It said greenery.
Oh.
I don't know what that means. And now I would not want to eat, you know, lettuce every day of my life all day, but good for the manatees.
Good for the manatees.
Rowan Radio 89.7 WGLS FM. I'm Sydney here with my co-host Leah, and today we're talking about summer travel. So as the summer is getting a lot closer, we're starting to look at some of the most beautiful places to vacation to, maybe some that you don't necessarily know about or some that you want to visit in the future. So me and Leah are talking all about it. So Leah, what do you think? What are some of the places you'd like to visit?
Let me think. I really want to go to somewhere that has like a really nice like beach kind of thing. I know in like Spain they have these islands that are like in the Mediterranean. I forget what they're called, but they're like, I saw pictures of them and they're like beautiful. I wish I could find the name, but maybe I'll find it when you talk about where you want to go.
Exactly. Yes. So me, I want to go to a lot of really random places. So two off the top of my head, I want to go to Sydney, Australia, because obviously my name, and also it's, you know, beautiful and it's tropical. So I feel like that would be a really fun place to visit. And then the second one would be anywhere in Italy at all, because the food and the coffee, you just can't beat it, honestly. And even aside from that, just like the views and everything. So, yeah.
Sydney would be a cool place to visit.
Sydney would be an awesome place to visit.
The opera house is there.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Australia, but I feel like it'd be cool. That's all I know.
Listen, I just need to go for my name, and that's
exactly.
It.
So Sydney can be in Sydney.
Yeah, perfect.
I also want to go like to the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, that'd
like,
be cool.
I've driven through them with my family, but I like want to like stay there, like in the mountains.
Yeah.
In the forest and stuff, because that's cool.
Interesting. Yeah. And then, is there anywhere that you don't ever want to go to?
Don't ever want to go to anywhere that's really cold.
Yeah.
So probably, well, that's actually not true, because I want to go to Iceland.
Okay.
Because, or Alaska, because I want to see like the Northern Lights or something like that.
Yeah.
And like also by the Arctic Circle, like when it gets to that point in the year where it's like all dark all day or like all sun all day. So I want to do that. So honestly, I can't think of anything because I just contradicted myself.
Hey, world traveler, right?
What about you?
For me, I would say I don't want to go anywhere where there's wild animals that could attack me. I mean, that's just a me thing. We all know how I feel about various animals on the station.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't want to be anywhere near them. They can.
So you're not going to go on like a safari anywhere?
No, I don't think that's for me. I don't know.
All right. Okay. Makes sense.
Rowan Radio 89.7 WLS FM. I'm Ian Doherty alongside me, Justin Locke, for the Early Bird Special. Happy Thursday and happy MLB opening day. As this one is sort of a sporty question, I guess you could say. It's a would you rather, as always. Justin, would you rather be given $1 million today or a chance for $10 million if you score a goal throughout an entire NHL season? You have to score one goal. But you get $10 million if you do. If you don't, well.
So how much was that for? Yeah, I get a billion?
$10
million. $10
million? Yeah.
I probably would try the entire season.
Yeah, dude. I mean, put me on a line with Connor.
There's going to be one mishap, and it might be like an open layup. I might blow
it.
But
empty nets exist.
You never know. I think by the time, how many games are in the NHL season?
82.
I think I can get one. It's kind of like not the same question, but like I always hear people say, oh, if you're thrown into an NBA game, how many points could you score the entire season? I'm going to get one bucket. I'm going to get one goal. I just think if you can't, then it might be time to hang it up, just general sports. And like, how many games do you think it would take just to get one?
That's the thing. You could do it in your first game, and
like we're talking. I can't get benched.
I
have to play every
all.
Game. Like they can't kick me out.
You play every. Yeah, no.
I'm definitely getting
they
one.
Can't.
There's just no way not.
You're the coach's kid. You can't get. Benched or kicked out. See, I think you know. You put me on the line with like Connor McDavid, and I just steal one of his goals. Like I just tip it in.
Exactly. That could be another thing. Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
And then empty net's your best shot, probably.
Well, yeah. So,
do you know how to skate?
No.
Oh, well.
That could be the big problem. Right
yeah.
There.
Well, you could.
We're talking about 82 games.
Yeah, like by game 40, you know, you might know how to skate.
Like we're talking about for the next season. You could train to skate, though. It's not. I don't think it'd take that long to. Maybe I'm wrong. I've never done it, so.
I don't know. Yeah, I would probably say you're taking the shot for the 10 mil.
Yeah, because it's not just one shot. It's most likely going to be. Almost probably 1,000 shots, I would say, on the year. Maybe
sure, 1,000 shots. Is that team winning a game?
Oh, no. We're going 0-82.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. I feel like it's definitely in the realm of possibility. I think it's definitely not easy. which no professional sport is easy, don't get me wrong, but skating while being able to shoot the puck in the net with a goalie in there that's really talented.
Yeah,
open net's going to have to be the what happens.
Yeah. Not everybody's built different, as you would say. We asked, or I asked the question of, you know, would you rather have $500K right now or $25 for every Starburst you eat in a year? Now I have to ask is, what is your favorite Starburst color or flavor, however you want to word it? Mine's definitely orange. I'm an orange guy through and through.
I'm a red guy regardless of, Is that cherry for that?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
To me, it's colors. My brain never developed.
Yeah, anything that's, again, favorite color's been red since the birth, so I don't think anything that's kind of been red, flavor-wise, it's just kind of matched. And
yeah.
Besides that, I don't really have any I hate. I used to be a hater of the yellow ones.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, anything yellow, honestly. I wasn't a fan, honestly. And
anything, even Big Bird?
Well, I mean, like, yellow, like, food-wise, Big Bird.
Sorry.
Come on. We're getting back to the music on that one. All right. Rowan Radio 89.7, though, GLS FM. That was Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes. And it is Friday, March 29th, the Early Bird Special, with two co-hosts, Justin Locke and Aiden Doherty, across from me. And Aiden, it's time to do a blind ranking, kind of been incorporating this last couple of weeks.
Of course.
And I'm going to ask you for a number between 5 to 7. That'll determine which category we'll go for this time right here.
So 5, 2, 7?
So 5, 6, or 7, yeah.
I'll go with 5.
All right, 5. Trios.
Oh, okay.
Okay. SpongeBob, Patrick, and Squidward.
Wow. As a trio, though, I mean, like, one of them hates both of them, so team chemistry is a little off.
A
little bit, yeah. I'm going to rip them at 4. I'm going to rip them at 4. I don't think they're 5, but
okay.
Rip them at 4.
All right. The Migos, obviously recipes take off, but when the three of them were all alive, the Migos.
I'll put them at 3. I enjoyed a lot of their music, but I still was never the craziest fan.
Okay. Rock, paper, and scissors.
Rock, paper, and scissors. But don't they hate each other? Isn't this going to be a locker room problem?
It might be.
It's going to be a locker room problem. I got to put them at 5. I can't have that trio in my locker room. They're meant to beat each other.
All right. The Miami Heat boys, LeBron, Wade, and Bosch.
2. They would be 1, but Bosch left a little bit to be desired, I think. And it was 2011, 2014, Dwayne Wade, sadly. He wasn't the greatest in that 2014 season.
So to round it off. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, easy one, bro. Come on.
Wow.
We like to eat here. We like to eat here.
Right, I'll read you off your list here. So breakfast, lunch, dinner at 1. LeBron, Wade, and Bosch, 2. The Migos, 3. SpongeBob, Patrick, and Squidward, 4. And then Rock, Paper, Scissors, 5.
Is that perfect?
I think so. I think like SpongeBob, Patrick, and Squidward probably a little bit higher, but that's about it, honestly.
I think Rock, Paper, Scissors is the toughest one to rank, but I feel like I'm comfortable with him being 5, with them being 5, I should say.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is your best work up to this point. I'm at the first one I got you. I forgot what I got you with.
I don't know. I had some stupid at like 1 or something. I stopped leaving 1, though, for the last one because...
Yeah. Because right there you could have got easily cooked.
You're do or die.
Okay.
Yeah. But... Yeah, I think I cooked. I think
so too.
I think if I had all of them in front of me, I think I would take breakfast, lunch, and dinner number 1, maybe. Even
though you don't usually eat all 3 meals of the day?
Either of them, yeah. Even though I'm just a dinner guy, but still, the potential is there.
Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS FM. That was Daniel by Elton John, and you're tuned in to the Early Bird Special here on Friday, March 29th, with the two ghosts, Justin Locke and Aiden Doherty. And Aiden, back to not blind ranking right away, but would you rather? So my first would you rather. Would you rather lose all of your memories since birth or be unable to make new ones?
That's tough. Didn't think we'd get all deep at 8:20 in the morning on a Friday, but let's see. Would I rather lose all my memories or lose the ability to make them? I guess I would... Man, losing your childhood memories is just so cooked. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I would say lose childhood memories, though. I've probably already forgotten half of them. But they are the ones I remember. Some of them are special. But, yeah.
I can relate to that.
It's tough.
All right, second one, more of a lighter topic. Would you rather be would you rather be 3 feet shorter or 3 feet taller?
3 feet taller. Ah, wait. I could probably get money either way, right? I mean, shortest person ever. I could be like, hey, look, I'm the shortest person ever. Come meet me. $25 for a picture. But nah, tallest person, I mean, dude, throw me under the basket, man. I'm going to get you rebounds. I'm going to get you buckets.
What about everyday life? Like, how are you going to live?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. But I guess we'll cross that road, that bridge when we get there, I should say. But how tall would I be? I'd be like 9 foot exactly, 9 foot one. I'd be tough. Yeah. But, hey, I'd get a bag. I'd get a lot of news coverage on me. Yeah. Or the NBA. I don't even know if the 9-1 body could hold up in the NBA, actually. But we could try it.
And you were talking about being, you'd be what, 3 foot? So you wouldn't be the shortest human.
Really?
No. The shortest human ever?
Yeah.
21 inches. So that's...
oh, my.
What, less than 2 feet?
How's that possible?
I don't know.
Well...
That was recorded back in... Well, that person passed away in 2015. The world's shortest person ever verified. Because they got the little Guinness World Record...
You didn't have to say little Guinness World Record.
You know what I mean, man.
But
yeah, you know, like the plaque. They have the plaque with the picture. Yeah. Okay.
But I would have to take the three feet then.
Okay, so the final question I got here, would you rather fight 100 second graders or a bear with shark arms? I don't know if I asked you this one before.
Shark arms?
Yeah, I don't think I did ask you this then.
Are we for real? What does that look like?
Use your imagination here.
All right. 100 second graders.
So they're what? They're probably 3 foot tall, every single one of them. So you're going against 100, 3 foot?
Nah, there's no way I could take down a bear with shark arms, dude.
What if you have a weapon?
If it's got shark arms, man, like what if it's like Cocaine Bear? Like
that's a good point.
Like sometimes it don't matter. Adrenaline is a thing. I will say the 100 second graders. Sorry, but I ain't fighting no bear, that's for sure.
You think you could take down 100 second graders in a fight?
Probably. I mean, yeah, if you give me enough time.
So if you were trapped in a room.
In a room is tough, because then they can just swarm me. Can I at least get like an open playground?
So you're just going to pull up to an elementary school and fight kids?
Yeah. I mean, this is the theory. You gave me the question. You can't hate the man. You got to hate the game.
But if you lose, then you lose.
I ain't never lost.
That's not true.
No, never lost.
All right, man.
I have as much losses as Floyd Mayweather when it comes to fighting. That's because I've never been in a fight. But that's for another story.
Make sure you wake up Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for the Early Bird Special on Rowan Radio, 89.7 WGLS FM, and also online at rowanradio.com.